This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Cincinnati made its way into a White House news conference last week. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about it. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So Cincinnati's mayor and city council have been threatened by no less than the presidential press secretary with the prospect of losing federal funds because last week the city declared itself a sanctuary city. Is that a credible threat?
The Trump administration could do this if they wanted to. The problem is, it probably wouldn't stand up in court. The problem basically is there is no legal definition of what a sanctuary city is, not at the national level, not at the state level, not at the local level. There is no definition of it. And the threat is that they would cut off federal funding for cities like Cincinnati that they say are violating federal law. The local officials, John Cranley, said this very plainly last week, that Cincinnati is not violating federal law, so we have nothing to worry about. So if these funds were cut off, the city would march down to the federal courthouse, file a lawsuit, and in the end, they'd probably win.
Now, there is a threat, though, coming out of the state legislature in Columbus that could conceivably make city officials criminally liable if an illegal alien commits a violent crime in a sanctuary city. What's that all about? How's that work?
That's a very strange one. Josh Mandel, the state treasurer, put this together last week with a freshman state representative from Middletown by the name of Candace Keller. They held a teleconference with reporters, and they talked about a bill which would set criminal penalties for city officials like mayors, city council members, if a undocumented illegal immigrant committed crimes within their cities, and they had the designation of a sanctuary city. It's very unusual. These are tough crimes, fourth degree felonies, up to 18 months in jail, $5,000 fine.
So you had a chance to talk to Keller last week. What's the status of her bill?
I did. The status of the bill is that it doesn't exist. She says that she turned over all her information to the Legislative Research Committee because she's not sure. She's not sure of what the definition of a sanctuary city is. She said there are a whole lot of questions that have to be answered before this thing can be put into a draft piece of legislation and actually submitted to the Ohio General Assembly. And that may take some time. She seemed to have some doubts about it.
Any particular punishment under her bill?
Yeah, it would be a fourth degree felony. You'd have 18 months in prison, possibly, $5,000 fine. And if there were a civil suit, the city official could be liable up to $1 million.
Now, if they do get it all together and she does get this bill before the legislature, how likely is it to pass the General Assembly?
Well, it's a very Republican General Assembly, a General Assembly which is trying very hard to appeal to the voters who voted for Trump in the fall. And there were a lot of them. He won the state by over 400,000 votes. So I could see it passing. But again, just like with the threat of the withdrawal of federal funds, I could see the cities going straight to court and trying to overturn this and probably be successful.
So you do think it would stand up to a court challenge?
I think so. I mean, I've talked to a legal scholar who looks at the Ohio Constitution and says this is unconstitutional. And it wouldn't stand up for 5 minutes in a court of law. But, you know, you never know.
So why do you think they're drafting it if they don't have a chance?
Well, I think it's, like I say, they're trying to play to the crowd, trying to play to the Trump voters in Ohio, who are a considerable force, obviously, because of the amount by which Trump won in the fall.
This Thursday is the filing deadline for mayoral candidates in Cincinnati. Do you expect any last-minute surprises?
I don't, really. Charlie Winburn has petitions out. I'm not sure whether or not he intends to file them or not. Right now, it stands as John Cranley, the incumbent, Yvette Simpson, and Rob Richardson, all three Democrats, to run in the May 2nd primary, and the top two will face each other in the fall.
And we don't want to forget to point out that today is one of the happiest days of you for the winter season.
Yes, it is.
Tell us why.
Yes. Well, because this is the first day of spring. This is when baseball camps open. Pitchers and catchers report in Goodyear this morning.
All right.
As we speak.
And Howard's excited, as I know a lot of folks are. Howard, thanks so much for joining me.
Sure.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. You can read his columns and his stories at WVXU.org.